that never gets old. Yes, the Dangeon Zone. We have got our Dangeon Zone panel joining me now. Tim Dangeon and Emma Poole, Nee Dangeon, a high-performing brother and sister duo. The 2022 and 2023 Young Farmers of the Year, respectively. Let's start with the new Young Farmer of the Year, the 2023 one, Emma Poole. Congratulations on the safe arrival of child number two. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ro. Yeah, thank you very much for that. And apologies if you hear some grunting noises in the background. He's strapped to my front as we speak. But life goes on. So, we've welcomed Sullivan Poole to the family and we're pretty excited to have him earthside.
Yeah, I bet. Welcome, we, Sullivan. And, if he does make any grunting noises from your front pack, he will be making his debut on national radio. Great to have you back with us. And also congratulations of another kind, because tomorrow is World Veterinary Day and you, of course, are a vet. So tomorrow's your day as well.
Yeah, it's a day for all vets, isn't it? And I guess... on that note, the vets are working pretty hard at the moment. There's a lot of drawing off cows around the Waikato and probably nationally starting to happen, trickling down into the south as well. But also just a word of warning for farmers out there that are looking at grazing their new annual grasses, which has come up beautifully after the maize crops, that, just to watch for that nitrate toxicity, because we've got a very overcast day here in the Waikato today and it's just prime conditions for building up those nitrate levels. So be careful, everyone out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Seen that happen in the communities that I've been farming in, and it's absolutely devastating. So if you are, having any questions about that, maybe you're new to farming, wanting to know a bit more, always pick up the phone, give your vet a call. Let's head up the road to Muriwai. Tim Dangeon, 2022 Young Farmer of the Year. How are things up there? You're certainly not looking at drying off because you're a sheep and beef farm.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ro and Em. We've had a fantastic summer, really. It's the rain's kept coming and we sort of had about 100 mils over a week sort of 10 days ago. So it's quite nice to enjoy some good times on the land. And although we're still not making any money, Ro, at least the stock are looking healthy and well. Good.
Did I just give you sheep? Are you sheep or are you just beef?
No, we're all beef, yeah. We're feeding a couple of hundred calves at the moment. So, yeah, got rid of the sheep a while ago.
Yeah, I thought that. As I said it, you just get so used to saying sheep and beef farmers that it just rolled off the tongue. You've got a very active one there, Em. Of course, we are coming up to the end of the Young Farmer Regional Finals. They've all taken place now. The seven finalists have got a big week coming up in Christchurch, though.
Oh, really excited for them. They'll get to meet the other contestants and, size each other up. But they'll also get all the information they need for competing and for that grand final that we've been busy preparing for in the Waikato region. So pretty exciting week for them coming up. And I think it's less than 80 days now till the grand final. So they haven't got long to prepare themselves. And, I certainly hope that they're brushing up on their technical and practical skills, because we've got a really good spread for them this year.
What's going through their head at the moment? You know, you're coming up, you're less than 3 months, you're inside that 3 month period. You're still trying to think, if you're a dairy farmer, you're drying off. You've got so much happening on farm at the moment, setting yourself up for winter as well. How do you juggle?
You've just painted the perfect picture there, Ro. It is certainly a balance, and they'll probably be starting to make a plan of all the things, all the gaps in their knowledge and things that they need to brush up on. But hopefully they're also making a plan for how they're going to manage work and life, and some of them might have family, so all of that stuff in between, because the contest is consuming while you're in it, but life still goes on afterwards. So it's important to strike that balance, I guess. But good luck to them. I'm glad it's not me this year.
I bet. And look, hey, you know, you say I paint the perfect picture. You're talking to me, juggling a newborn as well. For you, it would have been the perfect practice for what was about to happen in real life, having to juggle.
I think so. I think when Chris competed against him, we had wee bow there. So there's a few sleepless nights leading into it. Not because they were worried about the contest, but because there's babies in the house. So, there's a few things to juggle. So good luck to the team that the seven contestants are preparing.
Absolutely. I'm going to be heading along to that grand final. Really looking forward to it. Tim Dangeon, you are going to be heading along to Mount Albert Grammar School next week, I believe. The clash of the colleges is ramping up.
Yeah, so the Rural Games put this event on last year and then they're backing it up again this year. So we've got a couple of hundred kids showing up and, they'll be put through some sort of basic farming challenges. And the idea is just to give them a little bit of exposure, Ro, and let them dip their hands at a few farming challenges, so assembling hand pieces and tagging calves and things like that. So it's a good day out, and yeah, the kids really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's brilliant to see young minds getting attracted to agriculture at such an early age, knowing that there is a viable career path.
Yep, absolutely. And it's just because the event is quite broad, it sort of showcases the range of or the variety of opportunities within the primary sector. So I think it's something that's quite neat for a bunch of city kids to come along and try their hand at. And yeah, they have a lot of fun as well. It's a good event.
Absolutely. I tell you what else is a good event, and that is opening weekend, which is happening next weekend. Tim, you're a keen duck shooter. You'll be getting out there in a Mai somewhere.
Keen's the word. Successful is not the word. We sort of normally get a couple of plovers and one or two pukekos and maybe a mallard if we're lucky up here, but we have a great time, and it's more about the night before for us boys up here. So it's good fun and a good chance to catch up and sort of let the hair down for a couple of days, right?
Absolutely. I remember last year, I don't think I shot very much at all, but I did get one black swan coming in, and I was only half dressed. And I don't mean like I was half naked. I had all my clothes on, but I only managed to get my camo jacket on. I still had my pajama pants on because someone started shooting on the lake at the other end of it early. So we all just got amongst it and rode out in my pajamas to go retrieve my swan, which was aiming to be a bit classier this year, I think.
No, that's where us boys up here, we do our best shooting when we're naked. So, might be something for you there.
Images. Emma, save me here. Will you be heading out into a Mai Mai anywhere with the young one?
No, I won't be. But I was just going to ask Tim to remind me, was it none or one that he shot last year? I can't quite remember.
The track record's not flash, I'm not going to lie.
No, don't worry, Tim. I'm actually not much better than you. On that note, though, I think we're descending a wee bit here, team. The Dangeon Zone panel, Emma Paul, Tim Dangeon, 2022 and 2023 Young Farmers of the Year, respectively. Really appreciate your time back with us for the Dangeon Zone panel today.
Cheers, Ro. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Ro.